Our next speaker is Radhanan Shukla from the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, who will talk to us on the application of a land surface model for drought monitoring and prediction in Washington State. Radhanan.
First of all, thanks a lot for this great opportunity. I am glad to be here. During the past few decades, a significant progress has been made towards development of land surface models. They are well capable of representing the hydrologic characteristics and land surface atmosphere interactions. So we have been working on looking ways to use land surface model for drought monitoring and prediction in Washington State. So although I will provide a more detail of about this web system we have recently developed, but just to draw your attention here, this is a web-based hydrologic monitoring and prediction system we have developed for Washington State. Now, this is how my talk is set up. And as we all know, that drought has a long history in Washington State. There have been many drought events in the history. And just to show you, this is a plot of Palmer Hydrologic Drought Index. And you can see that dry spells are very frequent in Washington State. This occurrence of drought has negative impacts on hydropower, fisheries, agriculture, and forest resources. And it results in a huge economic loss. So the repetitive occurrence of drought basically increases the social vulnerability to drought, and that leads to a shift in the drought management approach, and it should be more to risk-based management and more proactive. So that involves, that emphasizes the need of putting more attention towards developing better tool for drought monitoring. Hence, our motivation is to provide objective measures of climate and hydrologic to predict and to characterize and predict drought in Washington State. Currently, Washington State policy defines drought to occur when a geographical area receives less than 75% of the normal water supply. This geographical area can be anything. It can be water resources inventory areas, which are 62 in Washington State, a hydrologic basin, or a county. Now, the way this normal water supply is defined, it is basically based on precipitation, snowpack information, stream flow, and other hydrological and meteorological properties. Now, there are some issues with this 75% rule. Probably you all are aware of this sort of figure. Washington State is divided into 10 hydroclimatic zones. And if you see here, within the same hydroclimatic zone, which is number 3 here, this is the plot of snow water equivalent, which is the amount of water in the snowpack. And this is the variation of snow water equivalent over 2 water years. So the black line here is the median, and the gray bounds are the upper and lower bounds on the snowpack. And the red one is the snow water equivalent in the current water year. So you can see that within same hydroclimatic zone, there is a huge difference in the normal value of snowpack. So if we see that, if we say that this line represents the 75% of the normal, then there is more probability that this will hit, this 75% of normal will hit more than this one. And also, besides the spatial variability, there is the temporal variability in this normal. So for any given region, this normal varies with the season as well. So it is not as simple as it looks like. There is spatial variability and seasonal variability in the normal. Now, the second major issue is that currently most of the drought assessment is available on a spatial scale of hydroclimatic zone. So which are 10 here. But most of the water management decisions are made at a special scale of water resources inventory agencies, areas, which is 62 in Washington state. Just to give you an example, and the reason why these information are provided at hydroclimatic zone special scale is because within the same hydroclimatic zone, the precipitation, the distribution of precipitation and temperature is almost the same. And since the precipitation and temperature is the major driver of drought, that makes sense. But this may not be very useful for water management decisions. And just to give you an example here, this is Yakima Basin, and it lies both in hydroclimatic zone 6 and 8. And most of the water supply within this basin depends on this hydroclimatic zone rather than this hydroclimatic zone, because this hydroclimatic zone has more precipitation than the hydroclimatic zone 8. Now, the second issue is that the current drought assessment gives a large weight to traditional drought indices. I believe that most of you are familiar with this sort of plot, but this is a United States drought monitor plot, and this is just showing the objective drought indicator blend. So every day, they have this sort of plot, which basically indicates the drought across the country. And just to draw your attention towards the formulation for Western United States, you can see that most of the weightage is given to Palmer Hydrologic Index and precipitation, and there is just 10% weight given to soil moisture model, which is the only representation of hydrology within this drought indicator blend. Now, drought severity depends on four main things, although it's the lack of precipitation which drives drought. But drought severity depends on hydrologic condition of the given basin and also the socioeconomic condition. That includes all the information about reservoir storage or any other kinds of water storage, also the available funds and management agencies and everything. So just to compare all the traditional indices with the hydrologic model-based indices, Palmer Drought Index, which is one of the most widely used drought index, it takes into account of precipitation and temperature and hydrologic condition. But I should mention here that they considered a very simplified version of water balance model, which has been criticized over time because it was calibrated for Midwestern United States. So its application for other parts of United States and also for other parts of globe is questionable. Now, the second most widely used drought index is standardized precipitation index, and it solely depends on precipitation, and it does not take into account of temperature and hydrologic condition and other socioeconomic condition. So whereas hydrologic model-based indices takes into account of precipitation, temperature, as well as hydrological condition, and it has complex water balance model and also a very strong cold season process. This cold season process is relevant mostly to the western part of the United States, where runoff is mainly snow melt driven. So hydrologic model-based indices also does not have any information about socioeconomic condition, but there are ways to integrate this information with hydrologic model-based indices. Now, some of you might be aware of variable infiltration capacity model, which we used for this work. This is one of the land surface model developed under NLDAS project, and it's a very simplified diagram here. This model takes precipitation, temperature minimum, max, and wind speed as the input, and does complete water balance and energy balance. And we have used runoff and soil and the runoff and soil moisture output for our current analysis. So the way we did drought analysis is first run the model at 1 by 16th degree, which is about 13 to 14 square mile, and at a daily time step for 91 years, which is 1915 to 2005. So when model is run at for this time period, then for every given grid cell, you can get a climatology distribution of soil moisture and runoff. Now, based on this distribution, soil moisture and runoff percentile is calculated by comparing the current value with the historical climatology. And this is this soil moisture and runoff percentile is basically a drought, basically hydrologic model-based indices. Now, the second drought indices which we have recently worked on is called standardized runoff index, which is mainly based on the same analogy as standardized precipitation index, but we have used model runoff output for its calculation, and it is indicator of hydrological drought. So this is the hydrologic monitoring and prediction system we have developed, and it provides a lot of information, and it's very easily accessible, and of course everything is freely available. So here you can see the daily update of soil moisture condition and snow water equivalent condition across the state. It also has information of water balance of given of any of all of the varas, and also information about drought indices. Just to show you how exactly it looks like, so this is a plot of soil moisture percentile for any given date, and this is how a snow water equivalent plot looks like. Now, we also have plots showing the daily, weekly, and monthly changes of snow water equivalent and soil moisture percentile across the state. Now, this plot, which is a water balance plot of all of the varas, is very useful because for any given date, you can see this red one is again the current, information of the current year, and the black line is the median of the climatological period, which is 1971 to 2000. So this plot is useful because you can always track the information about soil moisture, snow water equivalent, and runoff, and see how this is behaving when compared with the climatology. Now, it also has information about all the traditional Palmer hydrologic drought indices and model-based indices like standardized runoff index and standardized precipitation index. Now, the one of the upside of using model-based indices is that you can do a retrospective analysis, which is a requirement whenever somebody wants to develop a drought indices. So here we are performing an evaluation of model-based indices based on the statewide 2005 drought. It's a good test case because this drought was due to warmer winter, and this led to low snowpack and hence the drought in the state. The drought was declared on March 10, 2005. Now, in the terms of water balance, you can see that this is around the time when drought was declared, and there was less snowpack, soil moisture, temperature was higher, and cumulative precipitation was a lot lower than the normal value. These information are obtained by the Department of Ecology website. Now, if you see this water balance plot, then you can easily find that things started to look ugly somewhere in February. So we put a question that maybe the government had waited long for drought declaration, and if we have this sort of information in near real time, then we can make better water management decisions. Now, this is the same soil moisture percentile plot for water year 2005, and it is compared with drought monitor plots for the state. So I must mention here that we are not expecting them to match because soil moisture percentile is indicator of agricultural drought, whereas drought monitor considers objective and subjective information, so it is indicator of all sorts of drought. But you can see that there are some agreement between these plots and the level of drought severity. Now, since the snowpack was below normal during that water year, here I just wanted to show how model does in simulating the snowpack information. Shown here is the observed snowpack condition in Yakima River Basin. So this is long-term mean, and this is the current 1st March 2005 snowpack. And you can see here that model says the same. So model is also showing that snowpack during that time was in around 0 to 10 percentile. Now, currently we are also working on providing some model-based outlook. We are all aware that there is that the accuracy of short-term climate forecast is limited. So all the drought outlook prediction based just on climate forecast may not be as accurate as needed for water management decisions, which is why we have tried to incorporate hydrologic condition along with the climatological information to predict drought outlook. So you can see how it depends a lot on the initial hydrologic condition, that when the soil moisture percentile was in 20%, less than 20% range, then all the ensembles are predicting the drought to go on. So with this, I would like to summarize, and with this work, we argue that hydrologic model can provide very useful information for drought monitoring, and given the finer spatial and temporal resolution, they can be a viable tool for water management decisions. In the future, we would like to work more on the prediction part of it and also try to communicate this information with the real users. I would like to acknowledge Professor and my colleague Julie Ivano and funding agency, which is NOAA. And that's all I have. Thank you, and I would be happy to take any questions.